I am in my own house, so she completely accepts that I have other responsibilities. So it's easiest, I think, for me than anybody to just disappear. Like, I can go do the laundry, I can go, you know, anywhere in the house to do what I have to do. But I feel bad. It's harder for my mom, who, when she comes to visit, certainly, like, she's face to face with her, but it is so challenging, Elizabeth, like, because you want to spend time with her, but it is the only thing she wants to talk about, number one, and any answer I give her doesn't relieve it.
Yeah, it must feel like you're in that movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray.
Groundhog Day and Dory. I mean, yes. Dory from whatever, I forget that. Oh, Finding Nemo. It's crazy because and fascinating at the same time. So you talk to her and give the explanation, and it's like she forgets the answer. So it doesn't relieve the question for her, you know? So my coping mechanism is completely disappearing. And, you know, I'll check in on her, that was the mailman, and just chat with her, but I can't get caught with her because it's all she wants to talk about. And you feel like and I have talked to my kids about this. It's like the one thing I feel so guilty about, because I mean, I am the, you know, here I am, and, you know, there's hardly anything that's more pressing that I can't get to. You know, I can get to dinner anytime and blah, blah, blah. But I just, because I know I can't relieve it, I can't spend half an hour talking about it to her, you know? So she'll distract herself with TV or whatever. But, it's not easy because it's, you know, it just carries a lot of guilt with it. And I say, well, you know, comparatively, if she were in a nursing home, you know, she wouldn't be, you know, nobody would be talking to her about it.